USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the victims of the 9/11 attacks 18 years later, with memorial services in New York City, at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump delivered remarks a short time ago.
On this solemn day of remembrance, our thoughts also turn to the 200,000 valiant soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines who are now at this very moment stationed overseas. We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Officials with the Toledo, Ohio Port Authority say two people are dead in the crash of a cargo plane that had made a stop at Millington, Memphis Airport. The plane had originated in Texas carrying auto parts when it crashed into a parking lot west of Toledo at about 2:30 a.m. Eastern this morning. It hit several unoccupied vehicles and burst into flames. The victims' identities have not been released. Republicans winning two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. In a close one, Republican Dan Bishop was the victor over Democrat Dan McCready. Bishop saying afterwards,
"We know what our mission is, and we know the future of our country is dependent on leaders who will stand strong to protect our values."
A hospital evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. No reports of death or serious injury. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An Arizona mom is facing charges after her daughter filmed her driving home drunk. Glendale police say the 10-year-old took video of her mother, 31-year-old Stephanie Davis, driving under the influence, and then the girl called police. Police say responding officers found the woman was reeking of booze and was unsteady on her feet, so she was arrested. McDonald's has announced the acquisition of a company that's going to assist it in automating its drive-through process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The fast food chain agreed to acquire Apprente, a California-based company that was founded in 2017 with a focus on creating voice-based platforms for complex, multilingual, multi-accent, and multi-item conversational ordering. McDonald's said the technology will be used to make the drive-through faster and more accurate. The deal comes after McDonald's tested Apprente's technology at some of the locations. Apprente will also serve as the founding member of a new internal technology-focused group within McDonald's called McD Tech Labs. The company expects to hire additional engineers, scientists, and other advanced technology experts to join the group in the future. I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.